It's the Joe and Alex Show, and Ask Alex is where you get to have your question answered, at least the best that we can. We try to discuss it. You can email joeandalexshow@gmail.com, and then we can talk to you, just like we're talking this morning to Drew. Hey, man, what's your question for Ask Alex?
Hey, Joe and Alex. Hi, guys. I need your help. I need you to help me get this girl. I went to college with a young lady who lives in Greenwood now. And I've done everything possible to get her attention, but nothing's working. You know what I'm saying? Like, I've had a huge crush on her for a long time, but I feel like she hasn't even noticed me.
Oh, that's the worst.
Oh, yeah. Well, what, like, kinds of things have you been doing? Have you asked her out?
Well, first, I found out where she works. So I've been sending her flowers once a week.
Once a week?
My phone number. Yeah, once a week, you know, real romantic life. And I leave my phone number, but she's not calling me back. I'm not getting any calls. And I've been leaving her voicemails on her phone telling her that I want to take her out and everything, but I don't hear anything back.
Well, like, how many voicemails? How many calls?
Oh, just a few, like a day. But
a few a day?
Just a few. But I've been sending her pictures of me in the mail since she won't, like, friend request me on Facebook. And I planted a real, like, small tree in front of her house.
Hold on, Drew. Did I hear you correctly? You did landscaping in her front yard. You actually dug up dirt, put in a tree.
Without her asking?
Yeah, did she ask you to do that?
No, it's a surprise. I did it while she was on vacation.
Okay, this is really getting weird quick.
No, it's not. It's funny. So I've gone to the grocery store before, like before she could get there, and I picked out her groceries for her, like all the stuff that she likes. And, you know, I left it on a cart with a note saying that I did her shopping for me. Oh, I did her shopping for her, rather. And then I switched my doctor and dentist and eye doctor to all be like the same as hers. So we can like run into each other.
No!
Yeah, right? Isn't that like cute?
No. I'm going to stop you right there. This is not okay.
You sound really friendly, but like, if the shoe is on the other foot, like, imagine if she did all this for you, Drew. Wouldn't that be kind of creepy? You're like, this girl, you know, I'm not really talking to her, but she's trying to talk to me, and she's sending me stuff at my work. She's calling me. She now has the same doctor and the same dentist as me. Like, wouldn't that weird you out a bit?
Actually, I'd be very flattered that someone would go through the trouble of even doing that, you know, changing all that stuff just to run into me by chance. I'd be flattered. You know, it's a huge compliment for somebody to care that much. Like, I care. Like, I care so much about her that I put a GPS tracker on the car so I can, like, try to surprise her when she's out or whatever. But, like, I just did that yesterday, so I haven't had a chance to find anything cool.
No way, dude.
And then what? I'm doing everything romantic. Like,
that is not romantic. You are legit stalking this woman. This is very disturbing and not okay on any level.
That is not stalking. That's chivalry, you know. I'm just really trying to put myself out there and my feelings on the line, and nothing's working. I work out, I yodel, I got a tattoo of her name.
Yodel?
What do you yodel like?
Well, I don't want to put myself on display, but I do a little yodeling for her. And, you know, I can't show her any of this in person because she won't even talk to me. Like, I have a good job, I go to concerts, I got friends. I don't understand what the problem is.
The problem is you are stalking this girl. She's probably terrified for her life. I cannot believe that you think calling her multiple times a day, flowers once a week at her place of work, going to her home, planting stuff in her yard, a GPS tracker...
I don't think the flowers are that bad. What girl doesn't like flowers? But
she's clearly not interested in you. This is her. She's just not into you, dude.
No, that's not. I don't. I think you're looking at it from the wrong angle. If you look at it from my perspective,
do you have
any? That I'm not doing enough.
Do you have any signs, Drew, that you think she might be into you?
Well, you know, they always say, like, if you like someone, you know, you want to, you know, kind of avoid them. And she's been doing that a lot, so.
No, what do you mean if you like someone, you avoid them? If you like someone, you don't avoid them.
Have you ever watched, like, any sitcoms or anything or television? Or have you ever had your friends say, oh, if you like her, ignore her? That's all that is. Like,
you think she's playing hard to get with you, Drew?
Yeah, she likes me so much that she's just trying to avoid me.
Okay.
I got to kind of jump with Alex on this, Drew. I'm thinking, I can't speak for this girl, but I don't think she's that into you because what you're doing sounds really nice and generous at first as far as like sending flowers and calling, because half the girls I talk to now, especially married women, they're like, oh, I wish my husband would do something for me, but I just don't know if she necessarily appreciates your advances.
Yeah, this is really scary stuff. Like, I think that you have a very warped idea in your mind and twisted idea of romance, and none of this is romantic in the least, and I think you need to get help and talk to a professional.
You're right. I should talk like a love doctor or somebody who could help me up my game.
Okay. You're delusional, dude. She's not into you. You're like one of those dudes that incessantly DMs chicks over and over again when they don't respond, and you're like, where are you? Hi. Like, I can't even deal with you.
When you sent her pictures, Drew, they weren't like D pics, right?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
No, come on now. What kind of person do you think I am? No, shirtless.
They were shirtless.
Okay. There it is.
Okay, yeah. Drew, the shirtless thing is, it's not as bad as an unsolicited D pic, but I don't know, like, I wouldn't send a girl a shirtless pic, but you, what, do you work out a lot then? Okay.
Yeah, I do. I like to work out, and a lot of times I think about her when I'm lifting, you know, when I'm pumping, I think of how I want her to see me.
So, do you have photographs of this woman in your place of residence?
Yeah, I can only download one of the pictures off of Facebook because she wouldn't friend me. So I just saved like her profile picture and, you know, printed it out, put it in the frame. I just put it over my closet so every time I walk past, I can see her.
Okay.
You know, she's like looking down on me. It's really sweet.
No, it's not sweet. I'm terrified.
All right, Drew.
You want advice to be how to get this girl and step up your game into locking this down. And I'm saying that is not what you need advice for. You need advice on getting help because you're a straight up stalker.
I don't know how you grew up, but like where I come from, I'm romantic.
Am I nuts, Joe?
Here's my thing. Drew, a lot of the things you're doing on the surface sound really nice, but unfortunately, I'm telling you, this girl, this woman does not like you. There's no way she likes you for whatever reason, no fault to your own, but everything you're doing, none of it's cracking through, and I think you're going to push her farther away.
Yeah.
But the one thing that bothers me, you can't track people where they're going. And by the way, add her on Snapchat. You can usually see where people are going on there,
no,
too.
No, stay off that.
Get on the Snap Maps.
Yeah.
I got you.
No. Listen.
Yeah, thank you.
When people call in and weigh in on this, you're going to hear, she does not like you. She's not interested in what you're doing is stalking. I know 100% that I am right on this.
I really think you're alone in this. I really think you're just, like, missing the point.
Okay.
Maybe your romance life is a little dull, but, you know.
Dang.
Called out.
She's been single for a little bit right now. Ooh. Hey, Drew, thank you for writing us for Ask Alex and for calling in. We'll see what people think here, if they got any advice for you. I think Alex is just going to get a bunch of calls saying that you're weird, but maybe people got advice for you.
No, I'm going to listen. Thanks a lot, guys. I really appreciate it. And again, you know, 2017 is my year. We're going to do this. And, you know, I just got to do a little more. I'm not doing enough. So thank you, guys. You helped me out. A great deal with this one.
Thank you, Drew. 317-239-1009. Why are you shaking your head?
Because I can't. I can't.
The thing that bothered me with him is just the actual GPS tracking.
That's it. Oh, that's all that bothered you? Because I have a list.
Listen, some girls would be happy to go to the grocery store and have the groceries all picked out for them.
No kidding. Do you know how many women right now are like, God, I wish a man would do that for me?
Okay.
I think just Drew has bet. He seems friendly on the phone. I think he's one of those people that has awkward social skills probably in real life.
This is nuts. The fact that you are doling this down from what it actually is nuts. This guy is a step away from breaking into her house and murdering this girl.
I think that's a big stretch.
He's gonna turn her into a lampshade. Mark my words.
You're going far.
Shady.
317-239-1009. Also, Joe and Alex Show on Twitter. What do you think about Drew here? Do you think he's kind of being creepy and stalky, or do you think he needs to try harder? Like, what could he do? It's the Joe and Alex Show.